Welcome, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on, all the way from Toronto.
Yeah, well, it's great to be able to do a little radio interview back in my university town, because I quite frankly miss being there.
Well, we'll bring you home for about the next 10 or 15 minutes.
How
about
that? Sounds
good. All right. Well, you put together a report, Peter. Hopefully, you can talk to us quite a bit about this. And what it, I'm just quoting from the introduction to the report here, the executive summary. The report hoped to work with you want the University and the Youth Services Bureau of Ottawa to work together on activities, I'm quoting now, aimed at developing a better understanding of the issues related to youth facing difficulties and better approaches to designing, implementing, and assessing intervention strategies and programs.
Exactly.
And I'm going to end the quote there. Can you tell us a bit about that and take it back a bit? Tell us exactly why you got involved in this and what really sparked this.
Well, a lot of this is my partner in crime, as you aptly said to us earlier this week, Samantha Green. She sat on the Senate for the university, and I've had a lot of experience doing community involvement, sitting on board of directors of United Way and stuff like that. And we're at the university. It's an institution of 35,000 students. It has a significant capacity to have an impact on its surrounding community. And it was actually one evening we were sitting in the library and we're thinking to ourselves, what can we do? What is there that we can do to connect the university with the community? And it was as simple as a conversation like that late at night at 11 p.m. procrastinating working on essays that led us to have a conversation with Alex Munter, and as a result, Alex Munter, of course, is director of the Youth Services Bureau of Ottawa, as well as Ross Hastings, who's the director of the IPC at the University of Ottawa, as well as leading on to governance staff at the university itself, because we wanted to make sure students have the ability to be active in the community that they actually are members of for 4 years. They may not live in Ottawa, but they definitely needed to be able to have that opportunity to contribute something to the community. And through the Youth Services Bureau of Ottawa, which is the largest youth services provider in Ottawa, there are so many opportunities to be active.
Now, your first step, or maybe it wasn't your first step, you can tell me if it was or wasn't, but
sure.
One of your steps anyways was to go talk to all the different program directors at the UYSB about how maybe you could best work with them, or how the university could best work with them. Can you tell us a bit about that process?
Sure. Well, how we actually came to decide the process that we would use, and it's a very qualitative one. It's one where we just kind of sit down and have conversations with the people in charge. Again, the YSB is a massive institution, and the University of Ottawa is, again, an even bigger institution. There is a lot of silos in between both institutions. So trying to think of how can we connect these two bodies is very difficult to imagine. And we did not, Samantha and myself, we didn't really realize how big each institutions were until we actually dove in and had meetings. So in our preliminary meetings, our preliminary discussions, we figured out that what we would do is we would meet with each department head at the Youth Services Bureau of Ottawa. And I'll just tell you really quickly what they are. There's mental health services. There's employment services. There's community services. There's quality assurance. There's youth justice services. We were going around to detention centers. We were having meetings with the head of the detention center in Ottawa. We met in drop-in clinics. We met in the headquarters of the YSB. We were all over Ottawa to be able to learn more about the Youth Services Bureau of Ottawa in the actual structures that they own, and being able to see exactly what they do. And because of that experience, we were really able to find some key outcomes, hopefully, where the university can be more involved in the Youth Services Bureau of Ottawa.
I see that there are seven key recommendations that you and Samantha put together, and they run the gamut, all kinds of things. The first one is opening up the University of Ottawa's online library service to the Youth Services Bureau, assessing the YSB with, assisting the YSB with database management, providing staff of the YSB, training sessions on various topics, the list goes on, as well as a wide range of specific research studies for each YSB department.
They've gone very detailed, yeah.
Yeah. Can you talk about these conclusions?
we kind of broke it down. There's training opportunities, there's education opportunities, and there's research opportunities. And we were able to kind of separate those three out, and then from there we could look at short term, medium term, and long term opportunities. And what's so great about a report like this? I mean, I don't want to say loosely written report, but it's just basically the things that we witnessed in meeting with everybody at the YSB, and there was no hesitation to meet with us. There was no hesitation whatsoever from everybody, because everybody wants this to happen. The university was really encouraged, the YSB was, everybody we met with. And as our meetings progressed, we would go into the meeting and they would, the people we met with, you know, had conversations with the people who we'd met with previously. So even more ideas were coming to fruition. So the short-term stuff, things like opening up the library, just to the YSB. And again, we don't know what's going to happen. We hope something's going to happen, and I think we'll be able to see larger announcements in the future. But it's something as simple as that can really help an organization that is strapped for cash. I mean, when you think of the Youth Services Bureau of Ottawa, and this is a feat that Alex Munter has to accomplish, is how do I run an organization knowing that I don't have enough money to do what we need to do? And this is kind of one of those ways that you can get around that. It's giving a combined experience for the Youth Services Bureau and the University of Ottawa to meet in the middle, because it's a give-and-take relationship. There's needs and opportunities on both sides. Opening up the libraries is a simple thing that the university can do, offering them to be able to use some of the computers at the university, because the software that the university has is, you know, anywhere from $500 to $1,000 for a license per computer. That's something that takes money away. If the YSB had to purchase that software, it would take away from the money that needs to be at the front lines helping people in Ottawa on every day. And then there's a little bit larger long-term projects. We were meeting with mental health services, and I have to say it was an absolutely fascinating meeting, because we talked about trends. Why was it at one point there was a trend in kids taking or being prescribed Ritalin? Why is it now that there's a rising of cases of kids with fetal alcohol syndrome? This is, you know, one specific research project that can be undertaken by university students. And there's all kinds. You know, there's criminology, there's psychology, there is political science, there's communications. The opportunity to do something is really endless, and to get the students really involved in something meaningful, the potential's just there. We just need to, you know, make it come to fruition.
So the opportunity is there. What's the next step? And also, beyond that, are you going to stay involved with this project?
I Samantha and myself both, we have a lot of, personally, both of us have a lot of commitment towards this. This is something that when we first started talking about it, we didn't think it would even get to this stage, because it was really hard to really put a vision to what we wanted. Our fundamental idea was there originally, but we needed some sort of vision, and Alex Munter and Ross Hastings and the wonderful people at ELS at the university, as well as our professor who actually, because this was a really unique way how we were able to do this project, our professor who let us do this project in her class was incredibly helpful. The connection that we were able to make between these two institutions, even right now, is incredibly profound. Bringing these two bureaucratic institutions to the table together, and both of them being so enthused, is in itself a feat. The next steps is for the university to do what we did for the YSB. They need to go through the university and see where are the needs, where are the opportunities, what can people do, where can we put our students. What's so important about this is that the students have an established relationship with the YSB if they're doing a placement, for instance, and that the YSB has a relationship not just with the student but the people who are assisting the student. There needs to be a little bit more work put into these placements, a little bit more work put into these relationships, so that it's not just a student showing up and doing photocopying. It's a student who's able to go in and witness how frontline staff at the YSB achieve what the student has been studying for the past 4 years of their university career. I really want to see this go somewhere, and I really do think it will, especially with the people who are at the helm at the university and at the YSB, who are incredibly committed to the work they do, incredibly committed.
Now, this is obviously something that takes a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of energy, a lot of people, and the work's not finished yet. I'm wondering, though, is the university now thinking about other organizations, too, not just the YSB, but beyond that, and forging these kinds of relationships with other groups?
And I can't speak for the university entirely, but I do know that they've been working to create an office to be more involved in their community out of the president's office, and they may correct me to the specifics, but I think there may be more organizations in the works. I don't think it's something that has been there's been a lot of work that's been put into this one. There was 4 months of Samantha and my time that we really wanted to focus on this and do as much as we can, and we were grateful that we were able to do it through a university course, so we had those supports, and those supports are key, because if a student goes into the YSB in the future, a year from now, they need those supports of those professors, just like we had the supports at the university helping us through the YSB initiative. And I think Alan Rock, in the role as president, I think he'll do a good job. I'm very proud to have gone to the University of Ottawa. I'm very proud to have graduated. In fact, Samantha has her convocation this Saturday morning, and I think she'd share those feelings. And it was really realized when we were able to do a project like this, given as much freedom as we were given, as well as having the supports and the ideas of from everybody else in the room, because this really was a group effort. There was a lot of people thinking along the same lines in different parts of the city of Ottawa, and it was amazing we were all able to get in the same room, and it was amazing that Samantha and I had 4 months to be able to go around the city, learn about the YSB, and learn about the University of Ottawa. Some of our experiences, I mean, were just incredible. Being able to go to the detention center and meet with Gordon Boyd there, who's the head of it, who is an incredible person who took us through the entire detention center and showed us exactly why this is so unique, why the people here will hopefully go on to live a fulfilling life, and how students at the University of Ottawa can help in that. Because it's not just students learning here. There's an opportunity for students to take their education from the university and bring that into staff at the YSB who may not have had that same training. So there's training opportunities for students to bring it to the YSB and vice versa. There's opportunities for professors to help out at the YSB. The possibilities, again, are endless, but what we wanted to do, and in this report you'll see several specific recommendations or outcomes, because we really wanted to focus on the achievable, what is actually realistic, because everybody can have a dream list, but we have to look at what can actually be realized. And with the enthusiasm on their end and with specific research projects, we walked into meetings and people would know exactly what they wanted from us. So having that idea and having that work already be put into it and the thought put into it is very encouraging.
I wish we could talk about this for the rest of the show. Unfortunately, we can't. But, Peter, I want to thank you for coming on Around the Block.
I really appreciate the opportunity. It's been great chatting.
Yeah, we are going to follow up for sure on this radio show with how this program progresses.